Hey, it's Joe, and you are listening to episode 3 of the Church Techie Podcast. Let's go. All right, guys, welcome back to the Church Techie Podcast. This is episode 3, and I am Joseph, and I will be hosting. I am hosting this podcast. Burn your CD ministry, burn your DVD recording system. You no longer need it. And if you feel like I am speaking blasphemy, don't worry, I'll explain exactly where I'm going with this, and you will understand where I'm coming from today. Before the end of this episode, once again, you're listening to the Church Techie Podcast. So I put a post up yesterday. Matter of fact, I've put up a lot of posts. But anyway, I put a post up just yesterday about, and you can follow me on Facebook. You can just follow me, my personal account, actually, it's Joseph Stevenson. And you can just find me there, and I will add you as a friend. I just do it that way. I like it better that way. So anyway, I put a post up on Facebook the other day about the CDs and the DVD ministry and the podcast and such. So here's the thing. A lot of people are still relying, you know, that feeling, you know, after you preach. I preach too. So that feeling after you preach, you know, you preached a nice sermon and what you thought was probably the best one. Like, oh, that was so good, you know, and then you're like, okay, I know it's going to sell out. I'm just excited. Not that you're getting any revenue, unless you are, and not that you're getting any, you know, any type of, but it's just something about selling out your CDs. But the problem is many of you, and I know this is a fact, many of you are not selling out your CDs. Many of you are not selling one CD a day, or you're selling one or two. And that's the reality. That's the overwhelming majority of you too, that CDs, DVDs are not selling. You probably still have a back stock of inventory, of inventory of the blank DVDs and CDs from forever ago. Well, here's your reality. That's not going to change unless that new technology comes out where they can hold terabytes of information one DVD can. But that's not going to change. You have to understand. This is what you have to understand. Things have changed. That's the five-letter evil word, right? C-H-A-N-G-E-D. No, it's way more than five. Don't judge me. So anyway, things have changed, okay? Things have changed, and they've changed drastically. The days of CDs and DVDs have died. They are gone. And it is all about digital downloads, digital accessibility. I want you to think of it from this angle. If the music industry has been struggling for years because CD sales have decreased now, and even think about the high turnover rate amongst mainstream artists, it's not so much one major factor, let me say it this way, is that CDs don't sell like they used to. And over the past several years, I have witnessed, personally, I've watched the decline and the disappearing of many CD stores. You still got like things like FYE, which has been around a long time, and it's still ticking, you know. But if you go in there, you don't see a lot of, they got a lot more junk than they've got really good CDs and really good music. And that's because, like, the CDs are going the way of the record. So how do you leverage this? How do you position yourself to really be on top of this shift? Adopt digital downloads. Now, the scary part is this. A lot of you know it, and you try to avoid it because it's scary. When it comes to digital downloads, how do you charge for that? Well, there are a couple ways. One, you can go through iTunes. Okay, now this is the thing. You can't charge $5.99 for a sermon. No, you can't charge $5.99 for your sermon. You can charge 99 cents. You can charge 99 cents. What I would recommend is if you are still trying to monetize the messages that you preach, the sermons that you preach, charge 99 cents and make it accessible on iTunes. What you can do to complement this and even push your downloads and the accessibility of it and making people aware of it, put it in your bulletin. Today's sermon will be available and downloadable through iTunes, the App Store, or even Google Play. You can, whatever Google's music store is, you can get it there, or you can get it on Amazon Music. You know, you can make it available elsewhere. What does that do for you? It increases the accessibility. It increases the time frame of accessibility. See, what happens when the back room or in the basement of the store, of the church, when that guy leaves and he stops selling your CDs? nobody can buy them. But imagine creating it to, or making it so that it's accessible 24/7. You know, I need a word, right? I need that message that he preached on that date. Where can I get it from? He put it on iTunes. Thank God for Pastor. And I'm just saying. I'm just the church techie, guys. I'm just the church techie. I just think of different ways to innovate, to help you to get where you need to be in this new digital wave. Okay. Yeah. So I would recommend, honestly, loading your messages, having your media ministry to one, stop doing these CDs things. Maybe do one or two. Okay. Because the reality is you're not going to sell a whole bunch of them. But do a few. Do a few. And if you're selling 12 a week, that's weird. That's pretty cool, but that's still weird. But and you have a different problem, actually, if you're selling 12 CDs a week. But that's weird. But anyway, you know, and even in that, begin to adopt iTunes or begin to adopt digital downloads. So let's say, you know, you don't feel like you can, you know, put that on iTunes, or you don't feel like people will buy it. Give it away for free. Download it and give it away for free. Today's message is downloadable on iTunes for free. It's a free song. Or you can make it a donation. Now, what happens here? This is the thing. Even if you put it in iTunes, you're going to lose revenue. Okay? Because you're going to have to pay the host, which is Apple. Right? Or same thing with Google Play. So you'll lose a few cents. Okay? You'll lose some change, but you won't lose everything. Consider it the cost of operating costs. Okay? Consider it opera cost of operation. But in either way, that's one avenue that you can use, that you can utilize to create accessibility and to increase those sales. Now, what was I saying? Give it away for free. Why would you, Joe, have you lost your mind? The point here is to make money off of the DVD sales, off of the CD sales. And even in that, I can sell one CD here and there and still make more than I could at 99 cents. Yes, but that's a short-sighted view. Because you've watched your revenues decrease over time. Whereas if you sold, now beyond that, you're increasing your range of accessibility. Okay, anyway, I'm way off topic. Okay, so let me come back around. This is, yes, give it away for free. And this is where podcasts come in. Goodness, this is going to wait long. Podcast. The day of the CD, DVD, like I said a minute ago, is dead. Giving it away for free will allow you one beautiful thing, at least one beautiful thing, and that is range, reach, okay? Podcasting is a great tool, and honestly, in my opinion, it is the future. It is the future. So here's how it works, right? With a podcast, your content is made available, again, in iTunes, again, in other podcast platforms, which are accessible through Google, through Android and iOS. Any smartphone or even iPod could actually access a podcast. This content, your content is made available for anyone, accessible for anyone around the world. This podcast is the one you're listening to right now, went international on the first day, period. I knew what I'm doing, but so it didn't surprise me. But this podcast went international on the first day. It was free. People could download it for free. But I have a different strategy. So when you're using a podcast, and you have something, if you're trying to monetize a podcast, there's a different strategy that you need to implement. But the point that I'm making is, as far as the goal of allowing your members and the people who follow you and who are interested in what you're saying to consume your content, you might want to consider shifting slowly from your CD DVDs to providing a link for them to listen to the podcast that you record. Now, should you do a full podcast of your message? Should you do a full podcast of your sermon? My preference and my opinion is to, and my perspective even, is to not do a full podcast of your sermon, or do two podcasts, one with full sermons and the other with instructionary teaching, lectures. Okay. And that's because you want to give people something that they can easily digest, and they might want the experience of the sermon. Okay. So you can do two, maybe release two podcasts a week, one titled, okay, the lecturing teaching a session, and then another one titled the sermon of Sunday sermon, et cetera. So the one will be longer. Another thing about podcasts is there is no time limit. That's beautiful. You will find 4-hour podcasts, and if you can upload it, it will be there. It's great. Also, your host may have a a storage capacity, but you can always increase that, okay? Now, there are expenses associated with podcasts, but way less than actually purchasing CDs and DVDs. What you pay for a package of CDs, you pay in a month for podcast hosting and storage capacity. You can host for free, actually, but storage capacity and increasing your storage capacity. So you're already saving money and you're increasing your reach globally, and you have the ability to service way more people. My point is here, you have to begin to expand your thinking from how can you service those sitting in your pews to how can you impact this whole entire digital and global society that we're entering. Because see, there's a difference. See, back in the day, CDs were. Back in the day, CDs were effective, right? DVDs even, you know, a DVD of the message. But now you can live stream the whole thing. Now you can stream the whole thing through Facebook. And we'll talk about that at some point, too. You can stream the whole thing through YouTube. You can stream the whole thing through the live stream software and program, right? So what's the purpose of having a physical DVD outside of an expense for you? Well, some people still use DVD players and some people, you know, don't have the but that's the problem. You're thinking this is a very limited mindset, though, and you cannot afford to think that way. Most people are not relying on DVDs like that. Most people stream. Statistically speaking, most people do not listen to CDs. Most people stream. So you don't want to appeal to a small audience. Does that make sense? Does it make sense to sit there and base your ministry around the minority? Well, you want to include everyone. Why? Why? Okay, if you want to include everyone, do not let that be the highlight of your ministry, though. We can provide CDs. Okay, so the highlight of your ministry, shift that focus from we can provide CDs to you can download our content on iTunes. You can download our content on our website. You can listen to our podcast. That's the highlight. Oh, and then fine print underneath, if CDs will be provided at a per cost basis in the back for those who need them. See the administrator for CDs or DVDs they are providing. Because you don't necessarily have to eliminate everything, but you need to prioritize everything. And that's what I'm getting at, guys. So shift your focus here, right? And think about it and really consider it. Is there more value? I'm not even going to ask you, is there? Because I know there is. Can you see the value, the greater value, in adopting iTunes or not even iTunes, podcasting? Which you control the content, which is beautiful. Podcasting. Can you see the value in adapting digital downloads and even video streaming, which we'll get to it one day? I want you to see how much more flexibility and how much better of an option that is for you and your ministry. Hey, look, guys, this is Joe, and this is in a shorter podcast than I actually wanted to. I wanted to go into some details. And that's because I ended up. Anyway, so we'll come back to this. We'll hit more into this, and I'll probably do a second one later this week to kind of dive into some of the specifics. But I really want you to think about that. CDs, DVDs versus podcasting and video, digital and video streaming, right? Or digital downloads of podcasts and audio messages versus and sermons. Think about it, guys. There's a link on my Facebook. You can check out of a podcast, the podcast that I do every week. There's another one of a podcast that Bishop Stansel did on my Facebook page. You can find that there. Again, you can find me on Facebook at Joseph Stevenson. You can also find what we do here at Leap and the Church Techie. The company I have is Leap DMC. The Church Techie. You can find that at leapdmc.org. And right now we're focusing on email. Email marketing, email ministry for churches. So if you're a church and you're ministering, you need someone to handle your email communications at a professional industry standard level, give us a shout, shoot us an email. We're here for you. You can even see the rates on the website. But anyway, guys, this is the Church Techie. It's your boy Joe here. And I look forward to connecting with y'all the next time. As for me and right now, it's time to go to the gym. Good morning, guys. Thanks again. And I'll see you in the next one.